anything like a pillow, only it went
bolster.
Bolster. I now, did a bolster go just part way across the bed?
All the way across.
Oh.
My brother was always kind of a meanie, and we had a bolster, and lots of times just pure old meanness, that, you know, to be show that he was the older brother, he'd jerk it from under my head and wouldn't let me use it, see? Until I threatened to tell on him.
What would you put on the bed for warmth in the wintertime?
All you could get. Well, blankets. We didn't sleep next to sheets like we do now. Mm-hmm. Got this blankets and quilts and comforts. Some of them call them comforts. And
was that different from a quilt?
Yeah, it was different. It was a little bit thicker than the average quilt. And then they had something else that, it was real heavy, but I can't think what they called it. Sometimes they would quilt on top of quilts, take an old quilt, you know, and recover it. But the comforts were, that was generally the top cover because it had a little bit of beauty to it, but these down next to you, they're just for warmth only, you know. And some of them were quilted with thread, and some of them were just tied together, and tied in about 4-inch squares, you know, and tied in the twine, tied into knots. Now, they tied those knots to where they didn't come loose some way. They knew about time.
If you made a place on the floor, like for children to sleep,
do
you call that?
Well, it's, I was one of those. I slept on them. And we used to have so much company that we children would sleep crosswise of the bed. All could get on there.
Oh.
And we'd have, my mom had several bedrooms. But people used to get in their wagons and bring their families. And sometimes it'd be a coincidence that maybe another family would come to spend the weekend with you, and there'd be two families with 6 or 7 kids each, and they'd just gang up sleep crosswise in bed. If it's winter time, if summer, they'd get on the floor, pallet, wherever they could get.
You ever hear that song about sleeping at the foot of the bed?
I don't think so. I don't
think
I heard that.
Yeah, sleeping at the foot of the bed. You hear that on the Grand Ole Opry a while. Jimmy Dickens sang. Take a cold tater and wait.
Yeah.
That's another thing that has changed.
Always,
yeah.
Oh.
When I grew up, and even when Wayne grew up, the children had to wait.
Mm-hmm.
All this fancy food would be set on the table, and they'd get Grandpa and Grandma and Uncle John and Aunt Sarah and all of them, set them down to eat, and the kids peeping around, leaning up on the door jamb, starving to death, literally starving to death. And that, you know, that was brutal.
Yeah.
So now, you know, you either feed the kids first or you fix them a play, some plates, and let them go into the another room and to card tables or something, sit down and eat. But I leaned in and looked in the door many times. My mom would point her finger at me. I had to leave. You should have lived back then, Mary. That is great.
I think I would have
been. Yeah, that was great.
It sounds so good to me.
And you didn't even get to talk either.
Oh, no.
No conversation.
Oh,
children should be seen and not heard.
They'd be telling all those stories. You'd be sitting there wanting to say something.
If you did, you'd leave. That's funny. That's great. This next part's about land and sort of different kinds of land. What would you call the land along a stream, sort of?
Along a stream, you mean, bank, you mean the banks of the river or the?
No, yeah, the banks, of course, would be the land along a stream. I was thinking about maybe land that could be farmed, that's kind of flat, low-lying land, close to a stream, or close to a river or something.
Well, it'd be river bottom?
Oh,
no, river bottom.
Bottom
land.
Mm-hmm. Bottom land the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Generally, when you refer to them, bottoms, is before it's cleared up.
Oh, I see.
And bottom land is after it's
cleared up. Let's see. How about any grassy land?